Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Love chains back to pull me in.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we turn over the controls to one of our favorite musicians. And this hour, our guest DJ is Dan Dyer. Dan Dyer is an Austin singer-songwriter who gets a lot of influence from fellow singer-songwriters like Townes Van Zandt or Kris Kristofferson, but he's also a heck of a singer, and his guest DJ set is kind of structured around some of his favorite soul, R&B, and country singers. Dan has a few shows coming up. He's at Geraldine's at Hotel Van Zandt on Wednesday and at Lambert's on Friday. And he also has a new album coming out that he'll preview a little bit later on in the hour. If you want to see Dan's playlist, just head to kutx.org and look for My KUTX in the features section. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Dyer, guest DJing on KUTX. And the first song I'm going to play, Stevie Wonder, my probably main influence throughout my musical career, and the one that really made the first major impact on me. And I remember hearing this song, I think it was like a NBA highlight reel or something like that, and it's probably like Michael Jordan slam dunking or shaking somebody, and this song comes on the television, and I don't even remember what happened after that in terms of like what Michael Jordan was doing. It stuck in my ear, and it was actually probably 5 years later before I finally found the song again. And it's Stevie Wonder off his album Inner Visions, and the song is Too High.
She's a girl in a dream. She sees a four-eyed cartoon monster on the TV screen. She takes another puff and says it's a crazy scene. That red is green. She's a tangerine. I'm too high, too high, but I ain't left the ground. I'm too high, I'm too high, I hope I never ever come down. She's a girl in her life, but her world's a superficial paradise. She had a chance to make it big more than once or twice, but no dice, she wasn't very nice. Oh,
That song never fails to just inspire me, and is the perfect example of Stevie Wonder and his ability to make an incredibly complex song catchy. The next artist I want to play made another huge impact on me when I was singing, and I was drawn to the voice and the spirit of the voice and all of the rhythmic accompaniment in the style of music, and it's Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Shama Sod Dehu Bader Dehu. Hopefully I pronounced that fairly close to its how you're supposed to say it. I have no idea what that means. It doesn't matter. He repeats it throughout the song, and it's a mantra and of religious context, I'm guessing, and Islam or Sufism, and you can feel you don't need to know what it means. You can feel the spirit of it and the joy and the musicality. And so this is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Thank you.
This is Dan Dyer, and this is my KUTX, and I'm here playing songs that have influenced me or mean something to me or I find interesting. That was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and I find it one of the things that connect Nusrat to Stevie Wonder and to who I'm about to play, Donny Hathaway, and soul singers. I call soul music, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan is soul music to me because I feel his soul. It's coming from a deeper space, and the voice is, it's got more to it. It's complex. It's singing from the body, and all the great singers sing from the body, and you can hear it resonate, and you can hear it in the fabric of the voice. So anyway, let's talk about Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway is probably the first artist I heard after obsessing over Stevie Wonder that just really blew my mind. And, you know, somebody told me a story that Donny Hathaway had made. He'd been around and working on records, and you know, he did a lot of stuff with Roberta Flack and was known, and he made a record which of course was on a reel, and supposedly Stevie Wonder took the reel and didn't bring it back for like a year, and when he brought it back, and I think this story is made up, but I like the idea that Stevie Wonder stole Donny Hathaway's reel and then came back and released Music of My Mind, which is his first record after he turned 18 and renegotiated his contract with Motown, which gave him full creative freedom to do whatever he wanted. And so anyway, Donny Hathaway is just a brilliant musician, brilliant singer, and this is a gospel number, and it's just, man, it almost makes me want to be religious. Anyway, this is a thank you, Master, for my soul, Donny Hathaway.
Thank you. for my soul. Thank you, Master. Thank you for my soul. You gave me food to eat. You put shoes on my feet. And you kept me. Lord, I know haven't been so good this week, but you continue to bless me. And I just want to take time to thank you for my soul. Thank you, Master. Thank you for my soul. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you for my soul, yeah. 'Cause you didn't have to hear my mourning. Oh, you'd have to hear my groaning. But you kept me, yeah. You put shoes on my feet. You kept food for me to eat, yeah. And Lord, you bless me. But most of all, thank you, Master, for my soul. Thank you, thank you. The walls of my room was not the walls of my grave. My bed was not my cooling board. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. My sheet was not my wine.
Not my wine and sheet.
And I want to say thank you. Lord, I want to thank you.
Thank you
for the rain.
That's Donny Hathaway, Thank You Master for My Soul, which I would call a master class in arrangement. And this, the way his voice and the horns work together, I love listening to these songs, especially in this moment and in headphones and just really focusing in again. And they're just amazing music. It took me a while to get in to Marvin Gaye beyond just the, you know, hearing the songs on the radio and whatnot. And because of that, I kind of formed this opinion that all his songs sounded the same, and not realizing that they were part, most of what you're hearing on the radio was part of What's Going On, which is a concept album. And so I didn't know this, you know, I grew up in the country. No one told me about Marvin Gaye. I kind of had to figure this out on my own. And when I was working with Lenny Kravitz and I was living with him for a while and we were making this album we were talking about Marvin Gaye and I said, man, all his songs sound the same. And I almost got thrown out of his house for that statement. I have since learned my mistakes and really got into What's Going On. And this song in particular, Inner City Blues, again, it's just the arrangement, the recording. I think it happens when people just nail it. I mean, just absolutely nail it and they get it all right. And I consider this an example of that. Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler, Marvin Gaye. Oh,
Thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Hey, this is Dan Dyer on KUTX, and I'm playing songs that have influenced me or impacted me, and having a great time doing it, and just kind of listening to these things in a critical way on headphones. And it goes without saying that that was Marvin Gaye, "Inner City Blues," "Make Me Want to Holler," and it goes without saying that these songs are relevant today, just listening to it. You know, it's just like, that problem never seems to go away, does it? Which brings me to another human being that just blew my mind. And this song in particular blows my mind. And it's Nina Simone, "Mississippi Goddamn." And it just, it's amazing today in pop culture, what artists choose to sing about or choose not to sing about. And it's not really inspiring. It's more of a distraction. And that's always existed and that's fine. But back in the day, all these artists were the pop artists, and they were singing about things that mattered, and because they mattered, and because it's about humanity, the human condition, they are relevant today, and they stand, and they're still incredible songs. And anybody that were to discover them right now, you wouldn't have to explain it to them. It's they stand on their own. And I love that this is a live recording. It's just it's a brilliant recording. "Mississippi Goddamn," live in New York, 1964, Nina Simone.
The name of this tune is "Mississippi Goddamn." And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Had I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there so I know, keep on saying go slow. But that's just the trouble, washing the windows, picking the cotton, you're just plain rotten. You thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually. But bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you? To me, just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
Nina Simone, she doesn't. She doesn't mince words, and you know, she sings that song like bullets, you know, directed at the audience and the world she was living in at that moment, man. And again, these songs hold true in so many ways today. What can you say? This begins the transition to what I would say is the next phase in my listening and writing and influence. And I grew up in a small town in East Texas. And of course, grew up listening to country as an adult, where I was distancing myself from something that I just kind of associated with ignorance. Because I, especially because I hadn't listened to it in so long. And then I look at the culture I come from and the place and the kind of redneck mentality and all that, that I just couldn't wait to get away from. But then you hear something of intellect, intelligence, soul, meaning, sensitivity. Towns Van Zandt, I grew up right next to Van Zandt County. And I don't know, I found a lot of connections. And this is a Towns Van Zandt, turnstiled, junk piled.
I've been turnstiled, junk piled, and railroaded too. I've been laid low, but don't you know I'm still in love with you? I've been took down many a road. If anybody says I ain't, they lie. But I ain't got no plans except to be your man and love you till I die. Well, you got me under your spell. Won't you tell me all about your wonderful charms? I got time to burn and a lot to learn. Mama, take me in your loving arms. Well, I know that probably you feel quite oddly about the words you hear me say. But if you hold me tight, it's gonna be all right. Mama, chase my blues away. Well, I've been turnstiled and junk piled, railroaded too, laid low, but don't you know I'm still in love with you? Well, been took down many a road. If anybody says I ain't, they lie. But I ain't got no plan except to be your man. Mama, love you till I die. Well, I've been turnstiled and junk piled and railroaded too. I've been laid low, but don't you know I'm still in love with you? I've been took down many a road. If anybody says I ain't, they lie. But I ain't got no plan except to be your man. I wanna love you till I die.
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking.
Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. Stop beside a Sunday school and listen to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down.
So that was a back-to-back, Townes Van Zandt and Kris Kristofferson, which I think is a very natural natural bookend. They go together. I don't know that Kris Kristofferson was necessarily playing all over the radio back then, but he's almost kind of a spirit animal to me because he's a Rhodes Scholar, special forces. I just kind of consider him like a man's man, but you know, incredibly sensitive. I actually feel like a lot of his early recording, it reminded me a lot of Leonard Cohen. There's incredible similarities between their song structure and the melodies, and they're obviously very literate writers. And as I said earlier, Townes, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson. A lot of these artists kind of brought me back to my roots. Getting to Willie Nelson, who is just a... God, man, it's like, where do you even begin with Willie Nelson? And I think his discography now is something like 75 albums or 80 albums or... And, you know, he's a writer, he's a player, he's a singer. Willie Nelson, I could have picked 50 songs, but I really, there's something about this, nothing I can do about it now. He didn't write the song, but I feel like it sums up Willie. I think it sums up Willie. You know, Willie is like the Tao of Willie. And there's this little vocal thing he does that's totally country. but in this very progressive song, and I just love to hear it. So this is Willie Nelson, Nothing I Can Do About It Now.
I've got a long list of real good reasons for all the things I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won. I've survived every situation, knowing when to freeze and when to run. And regret is just a memory written on my brow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. I've got a wild and a restless spirit. I held my price through every deal. I've seen the fire of a woman scorn turn her heart of gold to steel. I've got the song of the voice inside me set to the rhythm of the wheel. And I've been dreaming like a child since the cradle broke the bow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. Running through the changes, going through the stages, coming round the corners in my life. Leaving doubt to fate, staying out too late, waiting for the moon to say goodnight. Cry for the time I've wasted, but that's a waste of time and tears. And I know just what I'd change if I went back in time somehow, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I'd change if I went back in time somehow, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I'm forgiving everything that forgiveness will allow, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
Oh, Willie Nelson. Got to see him a few times live. I've met him a couple of times, and just really honor, always an honor, and just honored that we exist physically in the same general space. Thank you so much to KUTX for having me. This is Dan Dyer, by the way, and they let me come in here and play some music. And of course, I made this list, and I didn't get to get through the whole thing, so shout outs to George Jones, Lefty Frizzell, Hank Williams. I was going to throw another Stevie Wonder track on the end there, They Won't Go When I Go, which was a song I learned note for note, and I consider that my singing school. I want to tell you about some shows I'm playing. Wednesday, January 13th, Geraldine's at Hotel Van Zandt, 9 p.m. That'll be a solo show. And then January 15th on Friday at Lambert's Barbecue, 9 p.m., full band. And we're going to have a great time. And I get to play you a song from a record that I've been working on with the guys up in Dallas, Texas at Modern Electric Studios, Bo Bedford producing. And this is the first track. We actually rushed to get this done and got it mixed and mastered so I could play it for you today. And this is a sneak peek of an album I hope to be releasing in March. And the album is titled Feast of Light, and the song is titled Feast of Light. So hope you dig it.
Car broke down on a desert road. You were Martha bound to see a lonely girl. The heavy night might have made you cry, but oh, was a feast of light. You put one foot down and felt the other fall. Westward bound on the bare asphalt, the air was full of sand and the winter's bite. Oh, the sky, it was a feast of light. Feast of light. 1 million candles burning strong.
to see a lonely girl. The heavy night might have made you cry, but oh, the sky, it was a feast of light.
A beautiful new song called Feast of Light from Austin's Dan Dyer, who was our guest DJ this past hour. His new record is out in March, and he's playing Geraldine's at Hotel Van Zandt on Wednesday and Lambert's on Friday. We've got more details, plus Dan's playlist from the past hour at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX in the features section. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Art Levy, and stay tuned. Twine Time is up next.